Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and success in young athletes at youthsportspsychology.com.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, we've got a success story from Tony, who's a coach and member of our Kids Sports Psychology website. He's telling us his story all the way from Australia.
I'm talking with Coach Anthony Costa, who has a success story to share all the way from Australia.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports by visiting the products page of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to improve your kids' confidence, and much more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook, 10 Tips to Improve Kids' Confidence and Success in Sports.
Now, let me set it up for you a little bit, and Tony, you can correct me if I'm wrong. You coach a group of boys, Australian rules football, 10 to 11-year-old, and you were trouble with a particular opponent that was undefeated and was coached by an ex-pro, I understand. And then what had happened was that you heard or overheard the boy saying that we just can't beat these guys. They have too good of a coach. And then the last time you played them, they went into the game thinking that they were going to lose to begin with. Is that correct?
That's correct. We lost by an average margin each time, approximately 40 points, which is a lot in Australian rules. That's like 7 goals. And each time, same result. And I just overheard some of the kids talking after the last game, saying, we just can't beat these guys. And I just thought, well, now that I know what's inside their heads, I need to really address this. And I don't want children to ever walk out onto a sporting arena thinking that they've got no chance. So as part of that, I suppose, process, I researched, specifically into sports psychology for children, and I hooked up with your wonderful resource. And
you found Kids Sports Psychology, correct?
Correct. That is correct, yes.
Okay. And what did you do to turn it around? So tell the story about what are the resources that really connected with the boys and you as a coach, and then how did it help them?
Well, what I did, I set about to try and alter their mindset by just not talking about anything like about the other team, like you point out in the resource that you sent to me by email, the appreciate your talents, how to avoid making comparisons and intimidating yourself. So what we did was sat down and turned that document into a one-page summary. And I headed at team rules. And the day before the game, apart from reinforcing all elements of that correspondence or of that resource, I put it into a one-page summary. On the eve of the game, I went through a 20-minute training drill the day before the final, and I gave them these team rules, and I asked that a parent or a helper would read it to them until they understood what it was that they needed to understand about how you play against a team like we were engaging. Now, I'm just going to read out some of the headings of what I really, emphasised to them as those team rules. I basically said, change what you focus on. Don't look at what your opponents are doing during the warm-up. Focus on what you need to do to get the job done. Next point, don't think your opponents are better than you. When you do this, you look up at them and assume they are the best. Focus on your strengths as a player, not those of your opponent. The next point, your opponent is only human. Don't forget they will be nervous too. Try to understand that all competitors have weaknesses. Their weakness is our strength. We are a physically stronger team. I emphasise this because that was the truth of the matter. We were a strong team physically. They were a very fast team. Next point I emphasised was to be yourself. You shouldn't try to play in a way that others think you want to play. Figure out what's unique in your playing style and focus on that. We, as a team, have good forwards, good defenders and good on-ballers. The next point I raised was focus on your team game and on your role. Comparing yourself to others is just going to hurt your confidence and your success potential. You need to focus on your own strengths and talents and on your part in our team. And the final one was keep the opposition under pressure. You know, they will get frustrated and they will start to make mistakes. And if you want to win, all you need to do is give 100% and you will win. And that's basically what I said to them.
And so you feel like the boys took to those messages, and how did they do? Was this a championship game they played in?
This was for the Premiership Cup. This was the championship game.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting that after the game, I spoke to many, many parents, and they all said to me, Tony, I don't know what you did. I don't know how you got it across, because we didn't think, the parents didn't think that those boys could win this game. And I'll be totally honest, in the week leading up, I said to myself, if I can't convince myself as their coach, as their leader, that they can't win, then they can't win. So I just accepted the fact that we were good enough. All along I've actually accepted it, but I just thought I've got to watch the language, the psychology of the language that I use. I removed the word if out of my language, I must say. I just said, you will win when you do these things. You must, you know, just focus on yourself. And I actually didn't mention the opposition team during the week. I didn't even mention them on the game day. And I talked to another coach on the eve of the game, and I gave him a copy of the summary, and I said, would you mind just reiterating what I've been saying, just so they hear it in another voice again? Because I just felt that sometimes, you know, just that the same message but maybe explained in a slightly different way would also come across. So what I suppose did was I threw everything I could at the psychology of the game, because I knew from physical ability that, you know, it's a two-horse race and anyone can win, of course. That's the beauty of sport. So I just felt that I thought the missing link was psychology, and that's why I came to the Kids Sports Psychology website.
And was it a close game, or was it a blowout, or how did it go?
It was a close game. Mm-hmm. What we did at the game's divided into four quarters, and at quarter time we had kicked two goals to their zero, and I actually told the boys at quarter time to turn around and look at the body language of our opponents as they were walking off the park. Now, this team had never been, and I emphasise, the reason they're like that, they're frustrated, they're upset, they're worried, because, A, they've never had two goals in a quarter scored against them all season. So, B, they've never been behind at quarter time mm-hmm. against any team this season. And C, I said, we have never kicked two goals against them in a quarter all season. And every time I made a mention, the boys clapped, and it just started to snowball. Their confidence started to snowball. They had belief. At quarter time, I knew I had them because I knew they had belief. The second quarter, there was no score from either team. The third quarter, they scored a few points, and we scored a point. And in the final quarter, with 2 minutes to go, they scored their only goal. Our opponent scored their only goal. So it was a low-scoring encounter. It was three goals that we scored to one goal. And, and the boys just kept playing a very competitive. They were just competing. In the other games, they were like 20 metres to 10 metres away from their opponents. On this game, because they had belief, they were standing next to their opponents. And I think that really, their own belief made them believe, well, hang on, we actually can beat these guys. We've scored three goals. You know, we are close. We are not five goals behind like we were in every other game we played them. At the end of the first quarter, we were four or five goals behind. This time we were actually in front. They were chasing us, if you like. And so their coaches were being forced to make some very bold decisions on where they played their best players. And again, I was just trying to emphasise to them, I kept saying, well, look where they have to put their best player. They put him on at centre-half back, if you like, you know, as a defender, if you like, which he's normally an attacker, an attacking player. So we really sort of turned the tables on this team.
What a great story. And plus, you know, when you have that close game, the mental game is even more important. That belief, you know, in yourself and your team is even more important when you have that close game. And so great. Thank you for being a member of Kids Sports Psychology and sharing your success story, Tony.